This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dennis Dodd is set to join us. As a matter of fact, he's on the line right now on the waitfor.com hotline. And, of course, he writes for cbssports.com. And, Dennis, welcome into the show, man. How are you doing, by the way, and how are things going on your end?
Well, same, you know, as good as can be expected for all of us, just, you know, hunker down, trying to ride this thing out and hoping for the best.
And Dennis, I read the article yesterday that you posted at CBS Sports. And, you know, as we said, we're trying to be a relief and a release for folks here in Atlanta. But the reality is, man, we just nobody has the definitive word. I don't think there's any athletic director, any conference commissioner who can tell you when we'll get to play in college football. And you point out, will the 2020 season be canceled? And you talk to a number of coaches and ADs. And what did you hear?
Well, I think the point of the story was it is now a talking point for these coaches and ADs. I think they've got to consider it going forward, not to say it'll happen. But look, we're 5 months and 3 days out from kickoff, and it's really hard to envision 100,000 people getting into a stadium to watch 22 guys, you know, for 150 plays for 3 hours or 4 hours. It just, you know, especially when we don't have our arms around this thing, it has yet to peak. And the thing I thought of just today is, let's say we start on time in August. What you're saying is you are going forward without anybody contracting the virus. Because if one player gets it, then he will be quarantined for 10 to 14 days.
Right.
And everybody he's come in contact with will be quarantined for 10 to 14 days. And then you can't field a football team. So to me, this thing has to be completely eradicated, at least for the time being, before you even start thinking about putting a team out there.
It's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And Dennis, I was having the same conversation today, and this is the way that I'm going to put it. And tell me what you think about this, because I think what you're saying is right on point, but more importantly for the fans, all right? And I think there are going to be a couple of things that happen here. First of all, when you're talking about college football, are people going to buy tickets? We don't even know what the economy is going to be like, first of all, okay? So that means ticket prices have to come down, okay, for most fans because, again, of what's going on economically. That's number one. Then number two, how many people are going to flock back? And I said this today, just what you're talking about. There's going to be a segment of society, the hardcore football fans are going to be like, is this thing really over? And there will be some skepticism. So you're right. Instead of getting 90,000, maybe you're getting 35 or 40.
Right. So I addressed that a little bit in that piece where I said I'd hate to be someone selling season tickets right now, because what are you selling? You know, first of all, you don't even know if they have a season. Second of all, people are going to be at least concerned about getting together back in groups. And I noticed that a bunch of schools have extended their renewal date deadline, because it's about this time of year, May 1st, June 1st, and they're extending those things farther so people can buy tickets. But again, what are you selling? You know, you don't know if you're going to have a season. And I agree with you. I think at the very least, it's going to take a hit in attendance because it's just not something people are going to want to flock back to, at least initially. And we've already, you know, we completed 2019 with the lowest average attendance in 24 years. And that's had a hit all over the place. So what's that going to look like? So lots of uncertainty. You're right.
It is Dennis Dodd. Guys, read the piece in CBS Sports. Talk to a number of coaches, number of ADs, including Georgia athletic director, you know, Greg McGarrity. And obviously, it's always about the dollars. NCAA missed out on March Madness. I think it was like $225 million that got paid out, as opposed to $600 million to like the Division I members. So, I mean, you can't risk public safety, Dennis. But, I mean, football drives the boat or drives the bus because football pays for all the other programs to succeed.
Yeah, 80% of an FBS budget, all 130 teams, 80% of that budget is made up of football. Football funds everything. So if football doesn't play and bring that money in, that has a tremendous effect. All of a sudden, you don't have the money to field a soccer team or a volleyball team or a baseball team because that money goes year to year. You're talking about people endowing those teams to even get on the field. So that's football not playing. I had one Power 5 AD tell me, you know, perish the thought, but if that happens, we'd be firing people, and then we'd be cutting sports.
Mm. And that, to me, is worst-case scenario, obviously. Yeah. And guys, listen, you know, Dennis, this is his career. It's what we do. We love sports. You guys know that. And you know, if you're listening to this and you're going, man, this sounds bleak, I just think, like Dennis, you have to look at all the realistic possibilities. And if it doesn't play out this way and we're all, you know, at games come September 1st or 3rd or 7th or whatever it is, great. But what if we're not? And this is kind of what Dennis looked at in this article. I heard North Carolina coach Mac Brown, you know, talk about this as well. And he was talking about, okay, so let's just say, when does camp officially start? When's it supposed to start? And then when could they start it at the latest to maybe even have a season?
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of input when the time becomes right, or if the time becomes right, when camp starts, because the input is going to come from coaches. It's going to come from strength coaches who need that time to build up their players, from trainers. The National Athletic Trainers Association will have a say. The NCAA, its Chief Medical Officer, Brian Hainline, will have to weigh in because, as we all know, these players have to gradually get into practice. That means no shirts and helmets for a while. That means acclimatization. If you haven't done really anything, it's the last football season. How much do you need? Is August 1st, you know, if you haven't done anything until August 1st, is that too soon to bring them back? I don't know.
Dennis Dodd's with us, guys, from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I love the quote. It was pretty funny, actually, from Strickland, the Florida AD that was in your piece, saying that, look, guys, you know, because we're trying to build a consensus. I think some people are still in the sort of collective denial. But I love that quote that said, look, if you really want to get people to lock down, tell people in the Southeast there's no college football season. Everybody will be locked down, right?
Yeah. It was a good point. He said, just if you give them that certainty, if you stay in your house for 2 weeks, we'll have football. Absolutely, people in the South to do that. It was good of him to see that. Yeah.
It is Dennis Dodd, guys. CBSSports.com writes about college football. So let me ask you this, because this is what's been amazing to Mike and I, you know, during this corona period here. You still have recruits committing and, you know, recruiting going on, although we know there's no physical, you know, contact or whatever that's going on. So coaches are still making calls. There's not, you know, the hay's not in the barn per se. You're still getting recruits to commit to these schools.
Yeah, and there's a dead period right now until April 15th. April 15th and May 31st is what I would call maybe the most important time of recruiting all year because the assistants can go out and recruit, build relationships with the players, their parents. Is that even going to happen? And can you recruit effectively online? I mean, you're talking about trying to start a relationship with a player and his parents. It's not easy. It's less easy to judge character over the internet. You know what I'm saying? And a part of this is going to be bringing in the right people. You know, you could scout them on film, make it look like a good player. But there are guys that coaches meet, and they come away, we're done with him. He is too arrogant. He deserves everything. Sometimes you don't get that with that person-to-person contact. So that's going to have a profound effect, I think, on recruiting. Because if anybody thinks they're just going to be able to go out there on April 15th, and have person-to-person contact with these recruits, I think they're nuts right now.
And Dennis, I know that one of the things in the piece, Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports with us here, guys, about, again, just kind of a reality check article yesterday about college football. I mean, the NCAA, I mean, you said the article kind of inferred that the SEC will be the point man on this, whatever, you know, that we decide that Sankey goes with. I mean, who is going to be the bell cow to decide, you know, hey, we may have to push this back to, like, you know, November, or there is no college football season.
Well, you saw it when the conference tournaments were shut down. First, it was the Ivy League on that Monday, and it's like, okay, it's the Ivy League. We get that. Then I think the Big Ten was next, and I want to say the Big 12. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, like Duke and the ACC, right.
Well, Duke, after all it was shut down, Duke said it wasn't going to play in the tournament. That's it, after all the conference tournaments were shut down. But the point is that it came in a rolling sequence. And I, because all these conferences are their own little kingdoms, their own little fiefdoms, I just don't see them getting together to make one joint statement. It's never happened that way. There's a collegiate commissioners association, the CCA, that will have their meetings in June. Usually it's in California and Dana Point. Again, it probably won't happen in person to person. But I just don't see anything as a united front here. I think you'll see somebody will cancel, then somebody else will cancel, and if one cancels, then you basically can't have a season. So it will come in rolling form, and there will be no unity. Really, you know, contributing to the national angst and fear that we have in the country. That, you know, there's not going to be football because of this virus.
Oh. Dennis, dream with me for a second. We've got about a minute or so left. Let's just assume we have football, all right? Let's just dream.
Yeah.
Alabama better than LSU this upcoming season. I think Nick Saban rebounds, and then Georgia's SEC East to lose, right, even though Florida's better and Tennessee's better.
Yeah, I'd have to put Florida right there. I mean, Georgia loses a bunch. I like Jamie Newman. I noticed he was, like, in Las Vegas, third on the Heisman list. But I've never seen him play in this level of competition. Yes, he's at Wake in the ACC, but playing at Georgia in the SEC is a new thing. And they've lost a lot, but Jake Fromm, those receivers, I understand George Pickens is emerging. Andrew Thomas is gone. So I like Florida to be right there. I don't think it's Georgia's to lose. Alabama's going to be favored, and they should be, to win the SEC. They're going to have a good quarterback no matter what. May not be as good as Tua, but who is? But they've got plenty there with Mac Jones and Bryce Young, who I think they want to get the job eventually so they don't lose him to a transfer. And seven of those nine big-time juniors that were not draft eligible, but that could have come out, stayed, Najee Harris, Dylan Moses, guys like that, Alex Leatherwood. But they will be the favorite. LSU is going to be way down. And by way down, I'm talking about maybe 9-4, because I don't have to tell you everything they lose. 20 seniors to start off with, and the best player in the country, two coordinators. So that's going to be tough. But, I think it's a conference of Alabama's to lose right now.
There he is, Dennis Dodd, guys, CBSSports.com. Dennis, thanks so much. Stay safe, and let's keep our fingers crossed, man. We get past this, and hopefully we get back to some college football.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.